Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets win 6-2 over the Nationals here in Washington. And the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Mets didn't need to wait long for their first highlight of the night, but it almost didn't happen because of a call at first base in the top of the first inning. Ahmed Rosario singled with one out, and then Robinson Cano hit a grounder to second. Brian Dozier flipped to Wilmer Defoe, who then fired low to first. Gerardo Parra could not scoop the low throw from Defoe, although Robinson Cano was ruled out initially. Parra just never caught the ball. And after replay review, Cano was rightfully awarded first base. So the inning continued. The Nationals, instead of an inning-ending double play, would have Cano at first with two outs. Then Pete Alonso singled, a little dribbler that snuck through the middle that Defoe couldn't reach. So the Mets had two on with two out after that. Michael Conforto drew a walk, and the bases were full for a former National as Wilson Ramos stepped in.
1-0 to Ramos. Hellickson delivers. And a fastball hit in the air to deep left field. Soto going back. This might go. Grand slam! Wilson Ramos hits a line drive home run over the left field wall for Ramos. His second home run of the year. It's the Mets' third grand slam. Rosario hit one over the weekend. Frazier hit one earlier. And here in the first inning, Mets 4, Nationals nothing.
Wilson Ramos ripping a grand slam, only his second home run of the season. It was his first extra base hit to the pole side this year. His previous three doubles and one home run were hit to the opposite field, but Ramos yanked that one out. A grand slam to give the Mets a 4-0 lead and to give us our chock full of nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. So the Mets out to a good start thanks to that Ramos blast, a grand slam off of Jeremy Hellickson, who has an 8.31 ERA over his last four starts entering tonight. Hellickson had only given up more than three earned runs, in a start for Washington just three times in his first 25 outings with the Nationals. But he allowed five tonight, four in that first inning, and he's given up a handful of runs now in three of his last five starts. So Hellickson has struggled. The Mets took advantage. Who hasn't struggled on this Washington ball club as the Mets had a 4-0 cushion? Noah Syndergaard would work a scoreless first inning. He did hit Adam Eaton with a pitch to begin the game, but Victor Robles bounced into a double play. Juan Soto struck out looking. Syndergaard would have four strikeouts through the first three innings, and he would not allow a hit in this game until the bottom of the sixth. By then, the Mets would have tacked on another run, leading 5-0 at that point. As the first three men in the top of the sixth inning reached, Michael Conforto singled, Ramos walked. That moved Hellickson out of the game, and Matt Grace came on to face Brandon Nimmo.
Now the pitch to Nimmo. Swing and a drive to right center, pretty deep. Going back, Robles still going. Reaches out, can't get it. The ball rolls to the wall. Around third, coming home is Conforto. On his way to third is Ramos. He'll stop there, huffing and puffing. And on at second with a double and a run batted in is Brandon Nimmo. And the Mets lead it 5-0.
Well, for the Mets, they get an extra run there. For the Nationals, just the same old from their bullpen, a bullpen with an ERA That's been well above six for most of this season. Matt Grace was not charged with a run, but he gave up an inherited runner as Conforto scored on Nimmo's double, and the Mets a 5-0 lead. Still at this point, the Nationals did not have a hit. They finally got their first in the bottom of the sixth inning when Wilmer Defoe dunked a single to right. Then the pinch hitter, Adrian Sanchez, would also single. Adam Eaton bounced into a double play, but Victor Robles would get Washington on the board.
3-1 to Robles. Swing and a drive, well hit to left, forget it. This ball is long gone. Victor Robles, with his third home run of the year against Noah Syndergaard, drives home Wilmer Defoe in front of him. That gets the Nationals on the board. And with two out of the bottom of the sixth inning, the Mets' lead is cut to 5-2.
For Victor Robles, his third home run this season against Noah Syndergaard. Overall, Robles has hit seven home runs this year, but he is the first player in the major leagues to hit three career home runs off of Syndergaard. No other player has hit more than two home runs off of Noah in Syndergaard's career, and now Robles has hit three of them. It was a 5-2 game at that point, but Syndergaard still in control, no question about that, as he would pushed through eight innings tonight, kept the pitch count relatively in check, just barely over 100 pitches. He struck out six. He allowed four hits, three of them in that sixth inning, as Syndergaard painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. So a 5-2 Mets lead all the way through eight innings, as Syndergaard didn't have any trouble before the sixth and wouldn't have any trouble after it either. It was in the top of the ninth when Syndergaard came out of the game in favor of pinch hitter Dominic Smith, who would tack on another insurance run for the Mets.
3-0 pitch. Smith swings, hits one in the air to deep center. Robles racing back. This may go, and it is gone. A home run to straightaway center on a 3-0 pitch for Dom Smith. His first home run of the year. He just took a safe situation right out of Edwin Diaz's pocket. But Dom Smith points towards the Mets dugout as he heads towards home plate, having given the Mets a 6-2 lead.
435 feet to dead center off the bat of Dom Smith. A pinch hit home run, the Mets' second homer of the night. And for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Second career pinch hit homer for Dom Smith. His first came in September of 2017 against the Braves. And this one took a safe situation away from Edwin Diaz. So Seth Lugo pitched the bottom of the ninth instead. He worked around an Anthony Rendon double. He struck out the other three batters that he faced as Lugo kept his scoreless streak intact. Now 12 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings for Seth Lugo. And the Mets get the win here tonight, 6-2 against the Nationals.